The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here are the voices for Hawks football, Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, welcome and have a good evening there, Pilgrim, to the rootin' tootin' Best Western town this side of the Rockies. As I'm your host, Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson, as we are coming to you with, game three of the Hawks football season. It's going to be a beautiful one tonight, as it is kickoff is set here for 6 p.m. With a 91-degree kickoff is what we're slated for. It's currently 86. 86. There we go. So it dropped on down. But smoky and warm for certain. I am looking forward to those fall evenings coming up soon. We're excited for another fantastic night of high school football and, of course, the College Place Hawks. Jason has some updates for you, and we're going to have the full pregame report coming up in just a few minutes. So stick around. We'll see you on the other side. 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Danny Bibley, joined by Jason Watson. And after last week's, let's say, tough loss against the Royal Knights, that's final was 0-69. We had some interesting plays happen, right? Some good momentum shifts. For a team that is, again, 35 straight wins and 5 years.
36 now
and five consecutive state championships.
Class 1A.
It was definitely, my goodness, I'm going to need to turn that down. Excuse me. It's definitely, 1 second here, folks. Sorry about that. It's definitely a challenging game, but what I was getting at is that the overall
I guess the overall injuries that happened during that game. We had some serious, one serious injury, as well as a couple other ones. Jason, do you have a little bit of an injury update?
Well, the biggest one we had last week was the starting one of the starting running backs, Kyler Creeley, number 34. Hang on. Where is he? 34. There we go. He was kind of making power runs for us that were working up the middle. About the only thing that was working offensively up, was running up the middle on those power runs inside the tackle. And he took a run, kind of veered off to the outside, and the hole opened up, and he started to make the turn. It's a near sideline. He got hit, kind of twisted his leg, and was in a lot of pain, and he was out the rest of the game. I think the second to last play of the half, the first half. We didn't see him again, even on the sideline. Coach Bouvier says, Bouvier. God, I just told him I remember his name down there. Anyway, Coach said that actually he got lucky as about the third player in as many weeks that they were in a lot of pain. They ended up coming out of the game, and then when they followed up with the doctor later, the doctor's like, I don't see any tears or anything in here. So, unfortunately, he's not back this week. He's still recovering, but there were no serious injuries there.
So in reality, he's okay, thankfully.
He's all right. You know, hopefully he'll be back next week. I would think maybe one more week, maybe two after that, but we'll see how he's feeling. But it was good to hear that it was nothing serious, and just some soreness that he has to work through, not, you know, just a sprain, nothing torn.
Good.
So that's good. You know, I had those before. They hurt, but
when you see that amount of pain coming from a player that, again, like, and especially, I mean, a young man that's grabbing at his knee, and, like, I mean, they had to wrap it and everything before he could even leave the field.
Mm-hmm. And they brought the golf cart around to take him back to the locker room. That was the second week in a row we've seen that.
Yeah.
And the third week we've seen someone get an ankle or a knee wrapped up. But Coach said that they've all been very lucky. There's no tears, no surgeries needed, nothing serious, just sprains. Unfortunately, again, Creeley is going to be out for this game. We do have a long injury list here. We're looking at Tyler Wilson, Shep Harry, I think. Elijah Zuniga is out. He's one of our receivers and safeties. He's been a big contributor.
A big star player.
Saldana,
yeah.
Thibaut Wolford, Bennett Olson, Isaac Moran, Jasper Watson. We already talked about Kyler Creeley, Anthony Anderson, Gilberto Salazar, Ivan Cisneros. I hope I pronounced that one right. Riley Liebecker, Kaiser Posey, Ramon Meza, and Peyton Lightfoot are all out for this game. Some of the bigger names there, again, Creeley, Zuniga, those are probably the two that we've seen the most on the field. But, I mean, these young men all contribute at some point on the team, whether it's offense, defense, special teams coming in for relief. But, it's good to hear that so far nothing serious.
Good. Well, we're going to be having more of a conversation with Jason here when we come back about his conversation with the coach. So we're going to take a quick break on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LeGrand, Baker, Ontario, Boise, the Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good. Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1.
You're listening
on your
to 102.3
dial.
FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawks football. As the band is very loud, so you're going to get a little bit of bleeding in. So bear with us here. I wanted to talk to you, Jason. You know, you had an opportunity to talk with the coach. Are you talking strategy at all today? I know, you know, we talked a little bit last week that we really love to see, especially with Creeley. Even Hodgins is going to be another opportunity, I would imagine, to do this. But that power run, right, that power run and the I formation, we love to see it. Is that something – did you talk to him at all about the strategy today?
No, we unfortunately didn't have time to get into that before we went back to the locker room. But we were more talking about – you know, the young men that are going to come in and fill in for the injured players, and that they have a good attitude, you know, moving forward. Everybody's been stepping up in that case. So we're looking forward to that. We did talk a little bit about one of the things he discussed is they've had a couple players. They looked at some film. We kind of saw it last week. One of them was Creeley with that injury where the runners are coming over to the sidelines and they're hesitating about whether they're going to run out or turn and go downfield.
Right.
And then he also had to discuss with them about, hey, keep your pads in front of your feet and down. You know, your helmet and your pads should be in front of you at all times instead of kind of standing up and looking and making the turn, and you have to commit. You have to make that decision because it was kind of where he was shuffling and trying to decide if he wanted to turn. It's where he got that awkward hit and twisted his knee. And he said that's a third player in the last week or two that he's had to – talk about, and they had three times last week that occurred. We kind of talked about it last week as well. So not as much strategy as just kind of some fundamentals that they're working on. And you said he did see some improvements in that kind of route running and the runs on the outside when getting over by the sideline and making those decisions. So hopefully we'll see some returns in that and some of these runs after catches and some of the handoffs to the outside, because we know they like to do that a lot, especially with the guys coming in motion from the other side. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we'll get some better products here on running.
You know, and you're absolutely right. And you talked about, you know, the coach saying, you know, you turn and you square up with the pads, and it makes me think of the big man Luis Gutierrez and our last conversation with him last game was, you know, that's what he looked forward to. You know, when he got that ball, I'm going to get tackled anyway. I'm going to head down. I'm going to try to take as many people as I can out with me as I barrel on through.
Especially as your power running. I mean, that's part of the game, right? It's a physical game. And
for sure.
My favorite was one of my favorite running backs of all time, Natron Means. He had a famous saying of, you're the hammer or the nail. I'm going to be the hammer every time.
That's the way
he goes. He was known for even taking down some hard-hitting linebackers bigger than him, and he was a pretty big guy. So I think that's why we got excited with Gutierrez getting that carry and watching that and watching Creeley with it. But they've been working on it, so we'll see how it goes. One of the things I do want to mention, the coach mentioned, is Mr. Gutierrez actually did turn 18 this week. So happy birthday to Mr. Luis Gutierrez.
Oh, happy birthday.
He is our starting center, and let's see, I believe he's one of our starting linebackers. Yeah, we have him in linebacker on defense.
Did you know that the first air conditioning?
With this many injuries, maybe a little bit more of a utility player here and there. You know, as you said, he was on that return. He loved it last time, so I'd love to see him maybe get that ball a little bit more. Kind of a fun opportunity. As the
announcer
now is introducing the teams, we're going to get here to the coin flip here pretty soon. So we're going to take a quick break here on Hawks Radio. We'll see you on the other side for the ball game. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson in what is soon to be one of the best darn Western towns here, Pilgrim. It's going to be a lot of that tonight, Jason. I hope you're ready.
You're doing John Wayne. You're not doing Mr. Morgan. That's not what you said you were going to do. You throw me off.
So we'll switch it up today.
Danny heard there's a – we're having a bit of a debate about it, but this town is known for its kind of Western theme. So he likes doing voices, so we should hear some Western characters
just to annoy
throughout
you
tonight, the night. Oh, no, it's entertaining. It's good. It's nice change from my monotone droning.
So the Hawks with the white jerseys, blue pants with the white stripe, blue helmet, and orange stripe down the middle will be receiving from the left to the right on the radio dial as the wind is just about non-existent. And the Bulldogs are getting ready for kickoff here as we start up game three. What is soon to be a very interesting season.
Oh, it's been interesting already. Not soon to be. It has been already.
Interesting. I'm going to have to fly back and forth, Jason. So if you'll bear with me, we'll get a little cozy.
Understand.
The kick is up, and it's a very decent punt all the way back and into the back there for a touchback now. So it is going.
That was a kick, not a punt. It was a place kick.
Excuse me. Booted it, I guess, is the term I wanted to use.
Sure, I guess not a place kick.
I did anyway.
It was a kick.
So it went out in the back there. And
very low. Low and long.
Going to be at the 20-yard line now. And looking for the board. Oh, there it is. Okay.
There's going to be a lot of standing and moving around tonight. We don't have good sight lines.
So it is a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Looks like they're going to be in the same formation they have been before, which is going to be that shotgun with a running back on either side. Two on the near side. Oh, Fry going underneath. Nope, he's back.
It sounded like they were making an adjustment.
Motion from the near side to far side. That's going to be 22 Piper on the move.
And that is going to be a delay of game. What do we have?
That's going to be a delay of game. So a little bit of a communication error there as we are back 5 yards for a redo of a first and 15 now.
Not the way we want to start the game.
Not the best way to start.
I'm moving backwards.
We'll take it. So. Same formation. No, I'm sorry.
It's the same formation. We have two. Oh, no, let's see.
He shifted back behind him, handed it off. Going to take it right up the middle, kind of to the near side, but gets overpowered. Didn't quite get across the line of scrimmage, it looks like. Not sure the receiver on that. 65, 64?
So that was a running. That was one of the two running backs.
Britt Hoff took that one.
And that was a power run up the middle between the center and the right guard.
So it is second and 15.
So it looks like a yard or two.
Making his way back to the huddle from getting a little bit more clarification from the coach. They're on the near side.
Second
Bulldogs
and 14. We got 1 yard.
All black with orange striping. Same formation. The clap. Handoff right up the middle. Going up, trying to break through on the near side. I believe Fry with the carry. Oh, it is going to be Hafen. Hafen, excuse me, is going to take it up for, I think, about a yard. So it's going to be.
That was number eight. James thought eight was James Fry.
Was it Fry? It was
James
Fry, wasn't it? All right.
It was James Fry with the carry there. Got a couple yards. Looks like we're back to the original line of scrimmage, so we should be at 3-10.
It is going to be 3-10 now. Okay.
So, and that one was.
Trust your eyes.
That run was more directly behind the right guard. The right guard got out in front and kind of pushed the player off to the left, and he came up right behind him. Unfortunately, he didn't get a good block to the right side of that running lane, so a quick stop there.
So 3rd and 10, looking to throw far side.
Nope,
right up the middle. 22 is going to take it. Hafen all the way up for a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down.
That was number 22, Jace Pfeiffer with the reception. Looked like he was coming from the slot, kind of came across a little bit, caught about the middle of the formation. So that was about on the right hash mark. Fought for a couple more yards there as he was being brought down.
You know, it really help out if I ever memorized my numbers with my name a little better.
I think it'd help out if you
was able to see that, yeah?
Well, I was going to say, look at the number and look at our roster here instead of listening to the guy next to you.
I was looking at this here. It's what happened. My goodness. All right, so Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 10, running it right up the near side and getting overpowered maybe to the line of scrimmage. I don't think he's going to make it that far, though. 78,
that was
Cody Pfeiffer.
Number one with the carry. So that's Hayden Hafen.
It wasn't Pfeiffer that I thought I saw his
78
roll.
78 was the blocker in front of him.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, 78 is, he's one of your offensive linemen. I believe he's one of our tackles. So he was the lead blocker on that coming across the line. And number one, Hayden Hafen, was the ball carrier coming from the, looked like the left side of the quarterback, crossing in front of him, carrying over to the right side of that line. So we have Hafen and I believe James Fry in the back, 1 and 8. Yep, here we go.
Fry's looking to throw on the far side. 22 picks it up for another great run there as he grabs it at about the 50-yard line and all the way up to the 45. Excuse me. So we're in Bulldogs territory as we have another Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down, thanks to Jace Pfeiffer.
Yeah, Jace Pfeiffer usually is running out of the slot. That looked like it was a straight streak kind of route down the field there. Like you said, caught it about the 50, pushed forward for about 4 or 5 yards. So we're now in Bulldog territory on their own 45.
So 8:56 left here in the first. 1st and 10 at the 45. Same formation, looking to go, looking to play action.
Fry.
No, it is going to be a Fry to Fry, and it's going to be a loss of about 4 yards at least, I would say.
Barely got the ball handed off and had about three defenders hit him right there and just stand him up.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm liking these throws as Fry has really been rocketing him. And they've been a little high, but Pfeiffer's been able to kind of reach up and grab it.
Well, and I mean, he's doing much better tonight, too. It's, you know, as Coach was discussing, and I finally, thankfully, Coach Bouvier gave me a link here to some statistics for the division, at least division leaders. Unfortunately, our quarterback is not on the division leaders as a passer with 23% completion, but I think he's 100% tonight. So that's good.
Speaking of which, Fry back to pass.
Scrambling left.
Scrambling across. He's dropped the line of scrimmage, and he's over and got some yardage out of it, too.
Two or three.
So let's see. For a second and 13, that's going to turn into a third and, let's see.
Eight or nine.
Maybe?
Maybe
probably
seven?
It's going to be eight or nine.
I don't know. I think it's going to be third and nine.
Yeah. Not too bad. A little bit of yardage. At least he was able to scramble out of that.
He made positive yards, and he got some back.
Look, man.
Better than taking a sack or throwing an interception.
Weaseling is important to learn. It's what separates us from the animals, except the weasel.
Except the weasel part, right?
So third and nine at the 44. It's going to be the Bulldogs 44, that is. 7:56 here on the clock. Same formation. Looking to throw.
A lot of pressure.
Scrambling, trying to get it out. Oh, boy. All the way back to the other 45-yard
line. That's
about
an 11-yard loss.
Goodness. He had three big men right on top of him. For a huge loss.
And that's, I believe that's number 77 for the Bulldogs there. He looks to be about twice the size of Brandon Fry, our quarterback. He was right in his face the whole way. And I do believe that's the young man I saw an article on that had a focus piece on him about his play on defense in this division.
He's
going to be a problem for us.
6'3", 270 pounds. Pryn Fox is the man's name as man, if nothing else, he had his hands up in his face, so that ball was not going to go anywhere.
That's the size of a professional player there. 6'3", 270.
Zavala is back to receive for the Bulldogs, but we have a flag on the play.
Looks like it. I thought it was going to be on us, but then they just pointed to the other side.
It is going to be on us as they're marching back yet another 5 yards. So that went now to a 4th and 24 with 7 minutes left here in the first.
At least we're back to punt.
Give it a good boot. All the way back to about the 30.
He dropped it.
To get it. Seven's going to take him out with the tackle as two other Hawks come in to swoop in to get him down. But number seven. Geese was the first one
Geese
there.
Geese was the first one there and kind of held on to him until the other two could get in and help bring him down the rest of the way.
Did a great job as we are a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Just barely missed getting in there in time to pick up that football, too.
And we are the 31-yard line of their own side.
Looking to be bringing blitz. We have two safeties back.
Looking at a play action there. Going to pass it right at the line, and he's going to take it up for about four or five yards.
David Odenrider, I believe it is. Tight end.
Should be
a defensive lineman for the Bulldogs.
They are going to mark it five, so it's going to be 2nd and 5 now. Quick throw, though, right to the line, and managed to sneak across as the rush was all tied up. 2nd and 5, 6:14 left here at the 36-yard line. He's running it right up the middle, coming through, broke through all the way. 8 is taking it all the way across the line for Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down.
That was 7, Evan Geese, and 66, Joel Hutchison with the stop for the Hawks.
So 1st and 10 at the 46-yard line? No, it can't be. 43-yard line. There we go.
Say what, those two didn't bring him down when they did. He had an open field in front of him.
He did. He was moving, too. He's quick. So from the same formation, motion in the back, 8's going to take it right up the middle, and he does find way room as he's all the way past for about 12, 13-yard carry. So there we go. Another Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down.
That looked like a design cutback there. Came running, motioning behind the quarterback. Then when they snapped the ball, handed off, going right across the front of the quarterback. But before he even looked, he made a quick cut inside, and the hole was open.
So
a couple little fakes there.
We're in the Hawks territory now at about the 43-yard line, 1st and 10, 5:20 left. Looking to pitch left.
Nope.
He doesn't, though.
Rolling
He's
going
right. to throw it, rolling right, way open,
intercepted
at the 30-yard line.
And that, I believe, was number three. Is that three, Logan Hafen?
Logan Hafen came up.
Yep, that was number three, Logan Hafen with the interception.
Good job, young man.
I think in week one he had an interception as well.
He did.
If I remember correctly.
It is going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for your Hawks, right at the 30-yard line, as it's going to be first and 10 with about 5:13 left here in the first at their own 30-yard line.
Go Hawks defense.
Boy, that's a good opportunity that we had.
That was good.
Although that quarterback was rolling right, not a lot of pressure was on him. He had plenty of time, and that receiver was wide open.
You had two receivers. You had the one down the field behind him and one right in front of him that was wide open.
Looking to throw on the near side. Seven's going to pick it up. And he's going to drop the ball, but landing right on top. They're going to call it a no catch, though, I believe.
Yeah, he didn't maintain control of it long enough.
Unfortunate, because it wasn't too bad. He was wide open there. Good little rocket shot, though. It looks like Fry has really strengthened his arm, or at least his accuracy, in this last week.
Yes.
His throws have been spot on.
Well, it looks like they're varying their routes a little bit, too, and getting some receivers open a little more than they have in the past couple weeks as well.
Second and 10 at the 30-yard line. 5:08 left here in the first from the same formation.
We're liking it. From the left.
Blitz coming in, looking to take it himself. And he doesn't know. It's a little bit of a...
No, that was a handoff to Hayden.
I guess. That's what you'll call that one. Hayden took it up for a little bit of yardage. What is that? 3 yards, it looks like?
About two or three.
So it's going to be a 3rd and 8 at the 32. 4:45 left here in the first as the clock is moving pretty quick here for the first quarter.
I am liking in that it looks like the Hawks on offense are mixing it up a little more in their play calling between the runs and the passes, and it just seemed like the last 2 weeks we saw a lot of the same thing over and over and over, and this seems we're seeing variation.
From the shotgun, a lot of pressure and brought down. Oh, no.
Man, three.
Boy.
There's that 77 again, but there are two other defensive linemen in there, too.
And one thing that they are doing really well that I will say about the Bulldogs is that when they bring the pressure on, their hands are up, man. They are making it so Fry cannot get rid of that ball.
Yep.
He has no other choice but to just get down if he's not able to weasel out of them.
Yeah, he's not having a choice but to try to scramble out. And usually by the time he pulls the ball down to take off and run and try to get out to the side, they've closed up the sides. And
so,
he's usually staring down that number 77 up the middle.
So 4th and 15 at the 25. Going to punt it. They do.
Ooh, almost blocked. May have got a hand on it.
50 drops.
Taking a bounce.
And it looks like they're going to pick it up at about the 48-yard line. That is going to be the Bulldogs 48, looks like. 47, maybe? Not 48. We'll mark it.
It kind of looked like a Bulldog may have got a hand on that ball as it went up. But if not, it was very close, and that was a very high short kick.
So it's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 10. 3:33 left here in the first at the Bulldogs 48-yard line. Didn't work so well last time for him as Hafen came up with the interception.
Love to see another turnover here, and hopefully we could capitalize on it this time. There's 22 without running. Man, he's a powerful runner. Breaks through the first two tacklers, 66 and 78, and let's see, where was it? I'm not sure if that was 3 or 54, if it were Gutierrez or Hafen there, Logan, that brought him down.
Snap, looking to throw, throw, 11 across the field.
No.
Oh, no, he found a gap. He's gone. Oh, my, 5 touchdowns. Bulldogs has a quick route from the near side to the middle, just cuts in, could not grab him as, 3 defenders were there, couldn't quite do it. So that was a big second down touchdown for about 40 some odd yards, right, 48 yards? For a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down touchdown.
Yeah, it was looked like he started to take a streak route, but it had just a quick slant inside between a couple of defenders. Quarterback put the ball right in there.
They're going for two. They were going to go for it, and they snuck it right on.
It looked like a fake of an end around, and then the quarterback kept it and ran right up the middle.
So 8-0 with 3:06 left here in the first. We're going to take a quick break. See you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, as kickoff is about to happen here. There we go, the big boot. And it looks like it is out the back for a touchback. We'll be at the 20-yard line. 3:06 left here in the first. Score is 8-0 as the Bulldogs ran away with it. With what was a very good play, honestly, and a quick route that came up right through the center. And
oh man, it was a wide receiver out left on the near side toward us. Looked like he was going to take a streak down that just straight down the sideline, but he kind of cut to the right just a little bit, a slight slant in between two defenders, and that quarterback threaded the needle right between them. Perfect throw to that receiver, and he had just a sliver of daylight. And just great burst and acceleration to get through it. And I mean, I think five steps, he was behind everybody on the field and they couldn't catch him.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones.
Oh, I think we just got a false start.
10.
Nope, we're not calling it.
At the 20, looking to run it right up the middle. Ooh. He does, and there's a flag in the play with a huge hit from 8. Was really trying to push through. A little fry-to-fry action again as Fry was trying to muscle his way through there. Couldn't quite do it, and he gets stopped up.
I mean, the hole opened up nicely at first, but they were just real quick to get in there and close it up. They have a lot of speed on this Bulldogs defense. Plays are starting out where it looks like we have all the blocks we need. Everything looks good, and get a yard or two over the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden it just ends. Everything closes.
Oh, it looks like there was a false start.
Yeah.
So we're back to the 10-yard line now, so it'll be another first and 20. Same formation. One back with them. Shotgun.
He's like four wide this time.
Looking to throw right away. He does.
22.
Up the middle.
Ooh.
Almost intercepted. 22, which was Pfeiffer, the intended target.
Like 7 and 6, so Ethan Bessonet and Braylon Rubio on defense with that breakup. They were both kind of right there. And honestly, the two of them trying to get hands on it may have been what saved us from getting intercepted.
Pretty much, yeah. Second and 20 with 2:47 left here in the first at Hawks' own 10-yard line.
I still think this is funny. This Bulldogs band is the smallest I've seen in all the games we've done, yet they are still the loudest.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. The snap from the shotgun.
Oh.
Piper's looking to get a hand on it. Oh, boy, is he going to pop up real quick? Okay, he is. As he had a hand on it, but he was taken out real quick, and the ball was just a little overthrown. Little high, little outside.
He got a couple fingers on it, and Pfeiffer there, I thought he was just slow to get up because he was disappointed in the result, but then he kind of had a little bit of a limp going back to the huddle.
I mean, he got hit hard at a very weird angle, so I'm glad he popped up real quick because it was nervous. It made me nervous there for a second. So third and 20 at the 10-yard line, at their own 10-yard line, that is. Fry's making his way back to the huddle to see what the game plan is. So they got to throw it, you think, or are we going to do a power run?
Third and 20, yeah. I mean, you have to throw it. The only thing you're doing with the run is creating some more of for the
Pfeiffer.
Not like that play call.
Trying to get out, trying to get it out. A little bit of a play action looked like, and he got way taken down.
Yeah, that wasn't a little bit of play action. That was a long play action, which I think was a – I didn't like that call so close to the to the end zone there, knowing you have limited time and limited space. I would have liked to have seen a quicker decision and release there from the quarterback, but that's
trying to figure out if they let go of the ball or not. I didn't think he did. I thought he got taken down, but they're keeping the ball at the 10-yard
line. Yeah, so I guess he had some forward motion and got rid of the ball, so that's good. It wasn't a sack because I was waiting for the safety signal.
I sure was, yeah. The punt is up from the 10, and it is shallow as it's going to drop about 45 and the near side, and it is going to be taken all the way down.
Oh, no.
He's
gone all the way.
Oh, my. Dropped at the 45 of the Hawks and dragged it all the way in on the on the far side, which is the Hawks side, and just managed to sneak all the way through. 1:50 left on the clock as the Bulldogs are up by another 6, which makes it a 14-0 ball game right now. Goodness.
Yeah, that was I was hoping that we'd get a signal that he stepped out of bounds over there, but he didn't. There was one real good block back here about the Hawks 40-yard line, and then after that, there was a wall of black jerseys just a couple yards off that sideline, and no one could get a hand on them.
Honestly, really good heads-up blocking because they made a path for him big time. So it looks like they are going to kick this one. Let's see. It is up and
good.
So here we go, folks. It's going to be 15-0, 1:50 left on the clock for the first. 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
You're going to intro.
Hey there, folks. Danny Van Bleet joined by Jason Watson. It is 15-0 with 1:50 left here on the first. Man, unfortunate score, but let's see what happens as the boot is about to be given.
That is a short one. I'm not sure if that was designed or not, but let's see. It looks like number 3, that is Logan Hafen with the catch at about the. I think it's about the 43-yard line, the Hawks 43 or the 40. I'm looking to see where they were placing this. I thought he was farther downfield, but. Okay, it looks like about the 39 or 38-yard line is where they're placing it. I could have sworn he was over the line, but, I'm not sure if that was a design kind of squib or if it just looked like it got on top of the kicker's toe. Went real high and short, and that was Logan Hafen just caught it. I think he signaled for the fair catch, and we're going to start in a good spot. So lined up again, two backs. We have 3 wide, 2 near side. So here's the snap, rolling right, throws to number 8. I think it's James Fry in the backfield, and that may have been a loss for 1 or 2 yards.
You know,
it looked like they were trying to get downfield, but had good coverage, so they tried to dump it off to the running back coming out of the backfield, but. There's too many defenders back there.
It's a good heads-up play, honestly. I mean, it wasn't too bad as with the amount of pressure that was going on.
Yeah, no, I mean, it looked like a designed rollout to the right and designed for the back coming out of the backfield is kind of an emergency dump-off, too, which is what you need to do. He had coverage down the field with his 3 receivers, and so it was a good play. Unfortunately, though, there were too many defenders in the backfield, so we lost a yard there. I think we're 2nd and 11 now.
2nd and 11,
snap,
38-yard line.
And this is going to be a sack.
Oh, man.
3 defenders on top of them.
When they break through,
they break through.
My goodness, so, that young man have a future in the NFL as he just barreled through that line. So it looks like 44 seconds left here in the first. 3rd and 18 now at their own 29. score is still 15-0. It looks like they're going to take their time. They're going to get a snap out of it as there's 18 seconds left in this play clock. With
yeah, the
28 left on the board.
This defensive front here for the Bulldogs are just brutal. I mean, even number 72, who's a smaller guy, he's still a big, fast guy, and it's the size and the speed of him.
Looking to throw. Plenty of time. Seven on the near side.
Evan Geese.
Almost to the original line of scrimmage. So making a little bit of play back up.
I think he made it to about the 34-ish. Yeah, that's where they're going to mark it, too.
So fourth and 19, and that's going to be the end of the first. So the end of first score is going to be 15-0 with as stranded here at the fourth and 19 at the 29. So their own 29. We're going to switch sides. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Van Bleek joined by Jason Watson as the Hawks are back to punt with, let's see, about the 29-yard line. It is going to be 4th and 15.
And it's blocked. Blocked punt. Oh,
number
my
24.
Goodness.
Can 16 get there? Nope. 15
picked up from the near side, from the spear side. Oh. Looks like a huge hit by number 1. Takes him out at about the 5-yard line. My goodness.
Good heads-up play by the Bulldogs, and thankfully, number 1, Hafen, comes in to smother him on out of on the near side to get him out of bounds, but goodness. So it's going to be 1st and 5, which is a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down, so 1st and 5 at the 5-yard line, deep into the red zone. Score 15-0, 11:49 left here in the second.
Yeah, that was Hayden Hafen there with the save at the 5-yard line. But
motion in the backfield, looking to throw. Quick pitch to the left side. He's trying to sneak through with.
He has it.
Yep, he's going to have it with Hafen. Logan Hafen, that is. Wrapped around his ankle, pulls him all the way in for about 4 yards.
And that was number 24, Jason McMahon, one of the running backs for the Bulldogs. Just motion in the left, snap the ball. Kind of almost like a screen play. Got right behind the wideout to the left where they made the throw, and so he had a blocker right in front of him and just had to fight. Was that Hayden or Logan?
Logan.
Just luckily he had momentum on his side, so Logan didn't have much of a chance.
21-0 now as the extra point is up and good. So 22-0, 11:42 left here. And the first, we're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawks football here at Cashmere. As it is getting a little cooler, as the sun has dropped down now, and the Bulldogs are ready to boot it here for the fourth time, as it is 22-0. Boot is good, and all the way back right. Oh, my goodness. I thought 17 was going to pick it up, but he decided to go ahead and just let it pass right
at his
head.
Did. Did you see the way that ball was moving?
My goodness.
It was real low, and it had a it wasn't into an over end. There's no spiral to it. It's like it would lay on the ground laterally. It was spinning, almost looked like a saucer.
Right.
The way it was spinning and came down between his head and shoulder. And, I mean, I don't think he could have held on to it.
I don't know
which way it would have bounced had he tried catching it.
Man, I'll tell you what,
that would not have ended well.
No, those Bulldogs were coming in real hard and real fast, too, as they ran it all the way out into the end zone here. So 11:42 left here, as it is a Hank Warden-Edwards-Jones first and 10 for your Hawks at their own 20-yard line. Look at
play
the
action. Nope.
It is going to be a play action.
But a sack.
I don't know. They don't have time to do these kind of plays right now. And in he's not getting enough time in the in the pocket.
9-72 on defense. We're back there. He didn't even get the ball pulled up all the way to start looking for a throw before he had those two defenders on top of him. I'd really like to see the coach adjust here and quit with the play actions and just go straight to maybe some quick routes, short routes, passing, and we need to get some more blockers involved for a run.
So, 4-yard loss there, 11 minutes left, looking to run it right up the middle. And one thing that's interesting is Fry's usually really good at the play action as far as, you know, he's going to hand it off and he's going to play out the motion, man. He's tricked us several times thinking he still has that ball, and he's just kind of giving that up. This route.
I mean, to me, it looks like he just doesn't have time to go through with it, and it's before something else is happening. I think it's a product of that, because he started the game with some beautiful play actions, but now I'm wondering, you know, it's just
getting burned
out.
Do
they have the blocking scheme figured out, or are blockers just worn out?
Probably for motioning from near side to far side, looking run right up the middle, and again, couldn't do it as they're shut down at third and 13, turns into fourth and 12.
Yeah, this Bulldogs 17. Defense has a great reaction time here. And it's, again, I can see the hole open up initially. By the time the runner gets through it, and there's no hesitation, he gets up there into the hole, and he gets about 1 yard, and just half the defense is on top of him.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's fourth and 12 now, 9:50 on the clock for the first half, 18-yard line at their own 18. Obviously, they're going to go back to punt it. Hopefully, they get a little further distance, though, that they've been getting out of it, as it's been pretty high lately. Looks like it is going to be very high again, and about their own 40-yard line is where it's going to drop, trying to break through. Can't do it. He's going to come on the near side, 30-yard line. Flag on the play, the 20, the 10. Looks like the 5 trying to juke around. He did. Touchdown. There is a flag on the play, but all the way around. Good defensive maneuvers that we're seeing, and honestly, the Hawks were just almost caught off guard that they're all the way back down there. I'm not sure. Let's see. Where's the white hat here? Should be coming back, though, I'm thinking.
Well, I guess there's a second flag. Oh, yeah, I see it now.
Oh, there
there's
is
one right here on
the
near side, on the 25-yard line, real close to the sideline. So it looks like two penalties. I'm wondering if they're going to be offsetting. And that'd give us a replay.
See what happens here, as we're still trying to figure out exactly what's going to go on.
Let's see. I'm not seeing any indications as to what's happening here. Looks like block in the back on the receiving team on the Bulldogs. Yeah, I guess that's it. The only one that was signaled.
All right, so it is going to be a block in the back. So we're all the way back here. At the Hawks 45-yard line is where they're going to mark it.
Block in the back.
A gift.
On the Bulldogs.
A gift. We'll take it as we are first and 10, which is a Hank Warden-Edwards-Jones first and 10.
So that
at the 45-yard line.
I'm guessing that was two. the way the ref there signaled it.
Yeah, it had to be.
And it was after the reception, so it's still their ball, but all right. First and 10 on the Hawks 45.
Interesting. All right. 9:25 left here on the clock from the gun. Ooh. Looking to throw.
Number 8 slits.
He's
rolling out left.
Uh-oh. A lot of pressure.
No defenders over there.
He's running, though. He's running past the line of scrimmage up to the 15.
Oh, James
over
trying to get him.
Right across the first down marker. He finally got pushed out by number 1, which is Hayden Hafen. And let's see. It is.
Yeah, Logan tried stopping him, but he just put an arm into Logan's chest and pushed him backward.
Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first down now. So that's going to be the 40. No, that's not going to be the. It is going to be the 45, 46-yard line.
No. That's the 34.
It is going to be the 34. Excuse me. That's why we pay.
We have numbers this time.
34-yard line.
Still no hash marks, but we have numbers.
Motion from the inside, looking to hand off. He's not.
Well,
he's going to throw it. Plenty of room.
Way downfield. Come on, number 9.
Run. Oh, my goodness. And he picks it up at about the 4-yard line and runs it in. Number 9 was there to grab him, and he couldn't come up with it.
That was number 9, Will Weed, on the coverage. He looked like he put a hand up to either try to get the ball or bat it away. It looked like he misjudged it coming in and just barely missed getting a hand on that. And on that far side there, they were able to catch it and take it in the extra yard for the touchdown.
My goodness. So Hank Warden, Edward Jones, a first down touchdown, making the score 28-0 right now as they're going to go for the extra point. 9:04 left here in the first half. Looks like the snap kick is up and kind of on it, but not quite. Wasn't enough, so 29 now at 9:04 left here in the first half. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. That's all right.
Maybe.
We'll stick with us.
Sure.
That's fine. You can listen to the band as we're going to turn that up just a touch.
I thought they were loud enough.
Man, I'll tell you what, that last play, though... Huge bomb. There's a lot of motion coming from that young quarterback for the Bulldogs as he rolls. Really, he's rolling to his left, which is far side for us, every time. And even though there really wasn't a need to, there was a little bit of pressure.
There was a little pressure coming off the rest side, but I also think it was designed that way.
Yeah.
Especially since the blocking was real good on the left side. It looked like maybe it was designed that way. I don't know. There's a portion here. I have a wall in my way. I couldn't quite see everything.
It's a little close up here.
He rolled out there. There were no defenders over on that side at all, just like the run he made going down that far side as well.
This young man, this kicker for the Bulldogs, is very ritualistic. It's very interesting to see. He makes a perfect triangle, and he counts off every step.
It looks like he was taught well, and most of the good kickers I've ever known they had a specific ritual,
and
they were usually spot on every time, and he puts that ball in just about the same place with every kickoff.
He sure does.
He puts it about 7 yards deep between the uprights almost every time, 7 yards deep into the end zone.
Yeah.
Strong leg. He does kick, and he kicks them low. The only difference I've seen is that, and I'm not sure if it was a kickoff or a punt. It was a kickoff,
the last kickoff.
I don't think they've punted yet. It looked like if you were to drop the ball on the ground and just spin it on its side with the laces up.
Looked like a
the ball was moving
Mario
that
brother.
Way. It looked like a UFO.
The snap, quick throw, 7. My
Geese
goodness. Good.
With a catch
really
behind the line of scrimmage, about 4 or 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Was that almost one of those plays where you pass it to Geese and Geese is going to hurl the ball down the field?
No.
That's kind of what it looked like.
No, that looked like it was designed to be like a screen.
Okay.
So a screen is usually you run some blockers over. You kind of set them up off to the side instead of just staying on the line. You throw to someone typically behind the line of scrimmage or right on it, and then they run up and they already have those blockers in place for them. So you're throwing it short just to the side, but you have a wall of blockers in front of you, and the defense is already behind those players.
So a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 turns into a second and 15 they are rolling left.
Ooh,
and just ends up spiking it out as it is, pressure, nobody open, and he was getting nervous. As we said before, that line is big and scary. 8-12 left here in the first half, 29-0, third and 15 at their own 15-yard line.
Well, that time it looked like maybe he was trying to get it to Jace Pfeiffer, number 22. The defender was behind or farther downfield of Pfeiffer. If Pfeiffer could have turned around in time and seen it and caught it, he didn't have a defender between him and the quarterback. But I just think the angle the quarterback was running and the throw, he couldn't get enough power on it to get it to Jace at that time.
So from the same formation we're doing all season long, looks like. He's back, yep. Looking to throw. A lot of pressure. Uh-oh. It's up in the air. He throws his lopper. Number three. Does he come up with
nope.
it? Oh, my goodness. It was intercepted by number 11. Oh, my God. Logan Spice. He picks it up at, goodness, about the 40, their own, excuse me, the Hawks. Gosh.
And that was intended for number three, Logan Hafen. And it looked like he was trying for it. You know, if the defender hadn't been directly in front of him, he would have had a chance for it, and I think he probably would have come up with it. But, you know, he had to reach around the defender.
So at their own 47, first and 10, which is a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first and 10, might I remind you.
When
as it's 8:04 with 29-0.
When I say reach around the defender, I mean he literally had an arm around and underneath the arms of the defender.
Absolutely. Motion on the backfield. He's moving it on the near side. He's trying to bring it up.
Uh-oh,
and it
that might
like
be a horse collar.
That was a huge Hayden Hafen and twirl on out of there.
Was that Hafen or was
it
that
was,
Weed?
It was Hayden Hafen was
okay,
the one
number
that
one.
Grabbed on there.
I thought I saw a flag come out, but I don't see one on the field. It looks like he's getting away with a horse collar there. I saw half the crowd do the signal for it, and
absolutely.
Players and coaches on the sidelines, too.
So it looks like it's going to be second and one at the 37-yard line. Motion from near side to far side from the shotgun. Motion from the near side to far side, looking to hand off right up the middle. He does, going up past the first down marker, and a little extra yardage, probably about a 5-yard carry is what we're looking at. So it's a Hank Gordon, Edward Jones first down at the 37-yard line. No, that's going to be the 32-yard line. It is going to be the 32-yard
line. Yeah, we'll say 32-yard line.
7:42 on
the Bulldogs
clock.
There. You had the three wide. We had the first motion, and the second one, the halfback, just went from right to left around the back of the quarterback. He takes about two steps to the other side of the quarterback before they snap the ball, and he turns at the same time, went right between the guard and center.
From shotgun, motion left to right, and
right
it is,
left.
Excuse me, right to left.
Rolling
looking to
right.
Throw on the near side. 22 picks
again.
It up and gets pushed out very aggressively, goodness, by Hayden Hafen again. He's getting fed up with us.
He was carrying Hayden for about 4 yards there before he stepped out.
He certainly did. So it was another.
Hayden is definitely getting aggravated. Oh, I see a flag on the field.
That is going to be a first down, it looked like.
With,
correct?
No, I know they're bringing. What are we doing here? Oh, penalty on the offense. So is this
it's
holding?
A big one. That's 10 yards.
I don't think we're. I didn't see the signal.
So it's first and 20.
That looks
now.
Like a holding penalty.
It has to be a first, yeah, with 20 yards.
That works for me.
All right, so
I'll
first and
it.
20, 7:16 left here in the first half at the 42-yard line. So
I'll take
the
all the presents they want to give me, gift wrap and all.
From the gun, motion to the backfield, pitch to the left on the near side.
Pitch
22
to the right.
Is going to try to get in.
A little spin.
And trying to get around. Oh. And he does get some yardage.
That looked like James Fry with the tackle. Yep, James Fry with the tackle. Pulled him down on the near sideline. It was a good hustle by James. It looked like he was coming from the middle or other side of the field there.
So from the 35-yard line now, second and 13, I believe. 6:45 left here in the first half. 29-0 is your score. Second and 13 at the 35.
Well, Luis is getting on to him a little bit.
Motion from near to far. Looking to throw on the far side. Six is going to take it up. There he is. He's all the way past the first down marker. And five, touchdown. At seven, couldn't pick him up. Evan Geese came closest. Got his hand on him, but boy. That young man looked to be Ruiz Cook, took off, with those afterburners, man, and got himself a touchdown. So 29-0 at 6:26 left here in the first half of the game. And that was a 2nd and 13. So that was quite the carry as the ball was about the 35-yard line.
Tell you what, James Fry there, I'm impressed. He was lined up just a little bit to the right of center. Not quite an outside linebacker position, it didn't look like, but he went racing across the field, probably the fastest one moving. He was actually going faster than the running back. It looked like he was going to catch him, and then I saw a black jersey down on his hands and knees, and it tripped up Fry. I don't know if he didn't see him or what happened there, but it took Fry out, and that was the only person that had a chance to get that runner.
So we're all the way back now. So that was a flag on the play.
Man, that was some hustle by Fry.
As we are 2nd and 20. So no touchdown. Pitch to the left. Looking to throw all the way down to at the 5. Touchdown. My goodness. Will you look at that, folks? Back to back, essentially, as that guy, that touchdown we told you about got called off. So, again, 2nd and 20 turned into another touchdown, as it was a long throw and a bit of a fake pitch to the near side and rolled a little bit. And, boy, he was wide open as he just trotted on in. So that's going to be 35-0 with 6:17 left here in the first, and the extra point is up now. Let's see. Kick is up.
Ooh, almost got a hand on that one.
And good. So 36-0 as it's a Hank Warden Edward Jones first down touchdown. Takes us to 36-0. 6:17 left here in the first half. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson, as we are a 36-0 ball game as the Bulldogs are pulling away here with 6:17 left here in the first half.
Big move higher
again,
kick there.
A little higher, and managed to drop it at the same place. This kid is consistent.
No. Man. He was about 3 yards into the end zone this time. Still between the uprights.
Oh, yeah.
3, not 7.
There we go.
Much higher than what he has been kicking. Still a beautiful kick. Touchback that takes away the opportunity to try to get a return. As much as I don't like seeing those, I mean, it's not a bad strategy.
No, it isn't. Hank Warden Edward Jones, 1st and 10 here at the, 20-yard line. You think I would know that by now. Have to look every time.
That's all right. We understand, baseball guy.
Let's see here. So, again, 36-0, 6:17 left here in the first.
Two wide to the right, two backs either side of the quarterback and the gun.
Fry's back.
Looks like we're getting rushed on the right.
Throw from the far side.
Oh.
Hey, let's see. That was Hayden Hafen trying for the pickup. Couldn't quite do it as it was just out of his grasp.
Yeah, it looked like it was just far enough he couldn't get a good hand on it. I mean, he got hands on it, but I think it was just on his fingertips. As he was moving away from us over to the right,
he was solo out there though. It was a good play. I mean, there wasn't really a lot of pressure on him. But
his defense was blitzing. Number 22, that running back that's been tearing us up tonight. He keeps blitzing in off the edge over here.
Excuse me, I meant with Fry. He was. I'm sorry, Hafen. He was wide open.
Oh yeah, he was. I'm saying, and I'm complimenting that they got that ball out in time, even with the rush coming off this side, because they had more people rushing on the left side than they had blockers.
Looking to throw. They are. He's scrambling out of it. He's going to go. Manages to get just shy of the line of scrimmage. So it is going to be a loss, I think.
Yeah, we're going to have a loss of about 2 or 3 yards. He did step up and avoid a sack from that number 77 we've been talking about tonight for the Bulldogs, Prin Fox, and that was coming off of the right end there. So he stepped forward and avoided that, but then, you know, felt pressure coming from behind to the right, took off to the right side of the line. Looked like he had a hole, and again, just the speed of this defense and how quick they react, got back there in the backfield and brought him down with a loss. Could have been farther. I mean, he did save 3 or 4 yards.
He sure did.
Not getting sacked by Fox.
Yeah. So 3rd and 12. 5.
Oh, can we get some encroachment? Come on, give us some. Come on, come on the D, on the D. Encroachment, encroachment. Who is it? Encroachment on the defense. Hey, all right.
There we go.
Back.
Hey, I'll take it, man. In a game of inches, I'll take a freebie.
There were about three of them that came across that line. And since they stopped the play, I'm guessing one of them bumped into one of the offensive linemen. So I would have liked to have seen the free play, but, I mean, I'll take it. It's a move in the right direction, right?
So 3rd and 7 now at the 13-yard line. No, that can't be right.
What?
The 23-yard line.
I want to know what we need to do to get everybody else to get that light up down marker on the far side.
Boy, it is nice, isn't it? I've been able to see it quite well. Let's see, 5:24 left here in the first half, and there's a timeout. Not sure who called it.
I didn't see. And
I missed.
I don't see a signal on the board either.
So we're going to take a quick timeout, too. We'll see you in 30. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. During May and June, we sold more new Toyotas than any two-month span in our history. Our formula is simple. Our team is dedicated to an unmatched customer experience, and our prices simply cannot be touched. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Danny Mimbley, joined by Jason Watson, as we brought to you by the old western town of Washington, as we're in the same position as we were before. The snap, looking to throw a far side. Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Jay.
Jace for the huge carry.
That wasn't a carry. That was a catch. Catch and run. Long run there after the catch, about 15 or 20 yards. Takes us down to the Bulldogs, about 35-yard line. Say the thing.
Boy, I'll tell you, it's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down for your Hawks. 35-yard line. That's about 35 to 35 is not too shabby.
No, not at all. 15 or 20 of that, Jace ran.
Yeah, he sure did.
After the catch, that was a beautiful run after catch.
Almost had enough separation. His stats are doing pretty well. And that's the thing. He had a lunge, man, a wrap around.
No, here's handoff. Here we go.
He's going to take it right up through the middle. Hayden almost got eight yards out of that.
8 or 9, yeah. Looks like they're going to mark it off about
8 yard line.
The 26?
No.
I wish it were the 8 yard line.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're going to make it 9. So it is going to be 2nd and 1. With
at the 26-yard line
left here in the first. That timeout was worth it, folks. As the score is now 36
like we're swapping some linemen. Oh, maybe coming back. Oh, tell me we have enough people on the field, please. All right, not too many. Good. Whew. Had me scared for a moment. Looks like we've got some fresh linemen in.
All right.
Tight end.
Motion near side to far side there, Pfeiffer. And looking to run it up through the middle, he does. Hayden trying to make some room, gets the first down at least. So we got ourselves a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 10 at 3:57 left here in the first half. Clock running down, 1st and 10, like I said. It's going to be at the 25-yard line.
So we got 1 yard on that run.
The closest we've been to the red zone.
Are you sure about that? I thought we were down there one other time early in the game, but then we had a penalty or interception or something. I don't remember. They're running together now. Already in week three, this is not good. But it's nice being on the right side of the field. So split backs again out of the gun, too wide to the right.
Fries from the same, looking to snap the ball.
Oh, fumbled the snap.
He's got to just take it. He's got to take it and drop it.
Falls down at the 30-yard line.
That's going to be a 5-yard loss.
I think this has been the biggest difference tonight is up to this point. We'll see what happens next, but up to this point so far, and I think a major contributor to this score is we have a couple of good plays like this. We have a big gain, and then all of a sudden we get a bad snap, a fumble, a penalty. Something goes wrong that just kind of kills that drive, whereas the other team on offense has been, they get a big play called back from a penalty, and then they turn right around and go back and do it again.
I think that was Morgan Gates as the snapper on that one.
High throw right to number five.
My goodness, from the 10 all the way to the near 30 side. Now on the near side to 40, brought out to their own 40-yard line.
Josiah Anguiano with the stop. Looks like around the Bulldogs' 40-yard line. Two flags.
Let's see.
Come on,
here.
On the D, please, on the D. Give us another shot. I see some Hawks clapping over there. So
there we go. Let's see how it works.
They're
here.
They're pointing in the right direction, and they're carrying the ball the right direction.
All right.
Everybody else in the booth here is going to get mad at us and throw stuff at us in a minute if I keep cheering.
Take a look. Oh, my goodness. They're bringing it back all the way to the 10. So it's a 15 now.
Is it Bulldogs' ball or is it our ball still?
So it was a second 15 at the 30.
It is Hawks' ball.
Personal foul on the Bulldogs. My goodness, we have ourselves a first and 10.
Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first down via the penalty.
Look at that.
On the 15-yard line. High snap, fumbled. Ball on it. And he falls on it at the 25. Two bad snaps in a row, isn't it?
It is two bad snaps in a row. Oh, my goodness.
I imagine the coach is over there yanking his hair out.
We get a free gift.
I'm talking about this, man. We get these gifts. We get these great plays. And then the very next play, we shoot ourselves in the foot.
That one was very high and honestly kind of scrambled out. Looks like 70's coming out, 64 is coming back in. So it is Breithaupt.
Judah Breithaupt. I don't know, seeing Gutierrez. Hey, our guy's back.
So second and 20 from that bad snap. Thankfully, he was able to get on it because that's the big man Fox was right coming at him. So it looks like it is going to be a timeout. The 1:34 left here in the first half, 36-0. It is second and 20 at the 25-yard line. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bambley joined by Jason Watson from a smoky and honestly quite beautiful, as the sun is setting, Kashmir, as the Hawks are taking their time coming out of the timeout.
I can see more mountains than 2 weeks ago, but there's still a lot I know are back there I can't see.
It is. It's also nice, too, because the smoke isn't as low. So although you're kind of smelling it and it's in the air, it's not as low as it was.
It's definitely not as thick as it was.
So second and 20 at the 25, and it is going to be the Bulldogs 25. So we're knocking on the door of the red zone here as Fry takes the snap.
High snap, but he caught it.
Throw on the near side,
no,
about the
20-yard
line. Excuse me, far side. One's going to take it. And
Hayson with the reception.
Not too bad. 5 yards on that, 4 yards on that, look like.
4 or 5. I think they're going to give us 4.
So it looks like it's going to be third and should be 14.
About 16.
16, there we go. Math is hard, folks.
On the 21-yard
line. 106 left here in the first. Excuse me, in the first half. So second quarter, 1 minute.
We're under a minute. Clock's winded down.
And we do not get the
Coming
ball back.
Coming up on 10 seconds at the play clock. Let's get this snapped quickly. 4 wide. Have a little stack on the right side. Back pass.
Throw. A lot
Rolling
of
right. Oh,
man.
Can't get it
Fox
to Geese.
Fox is coming in again and just knocked him down.
Yeah, and no block. No no good blocking on the left side. Had two defenders coming in, 72, 77.
For a big
and,
boy, that guy can move.
Tried throwing it to Geese right on the 20-yard line and couldn't quite get it there.
So fourth and 16 at the 21, 44.5 seconds left. Here in the first half, this is going to be all or nothing, as they're not going to get the ball back after halftime. 36-0. Here's your score. Price coming in, coming up with the game.
I don't know how good our kicker is, but I would definitely be thinking about kicking it here. Put some points on the board before the half. Looks like we're going to go for it 4 wide.
From the
There's
snap.
A quick snap. I'm not sure
Looking
if we were
throw
set.
On the
Almost
far side there. Seven's going to take it and get thrown out. I think he's going to be out of bounds. Let's see.
He's out of bounds. Just the other side of the original line of scrimmage. So it looks like they're going to spot it around the 9. And that's going to be a turnover on downs.
So first and 10, which is a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first and 10 for the Bulldogs. 39 seconds left here in the first half of the game. At the 15-yard line, 36-0 is the score currently. As the Bulldogs are coming out of the huddle, let's see what happens.
I would imagine we would see a run. One, with the success they've had, and two, just kill the clock.
Oh, might as well.
Nope.
Motion.
It's going to be a
far
pass.
Side. It is going to be a long throw.
No,
he's
quarterback's keeping
it himself. He's wide open as he goes all the way up past the first down marker and all the way up to the 35-yard line. 31.
Like about the 33, 34-yard line. He ran out of bounds. Quarterback just had no good open receivers, getting too much pressure in the backfield, had a lane open, ran up the middle, veered off toward the far sideline to his left, and, finally run out of bounds.
So Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Bulldogs.
31. Yep.
31 seconds, 31.2 seconds left on the clock.
Run. Fake the handoff, little play action,
throw it
right.
Again, man. They got plenty of room.
They're going downfield. Number five, he's been a problem.
And he's got it. Oh, my goodness. All the way in from the 20 to the end zone.
That was number 7. Evan Geese came running over to try to block the pass and just a little too far away. Couldn't quite get there in time.
My goodness. 42-0 now. 18 seconds left in the first half. First and 10 turns into a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down touchdown from the 32 to about the 20 of the Hawks 20, caught and then ran in for 20 yards. Boy, howdy, is this game getting out of hand. 42-0 here as the extra point is about to go on the board. Let's take a look and see if they can stop this one. No dice.
Not even close. That was a perfect
kick. Up and
kick.
Very good. So 42 turns into 43. We're going to do another kickoff for 18 seconds. So we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC 2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley joined by Jason Watson. Coming up after this is going to be the halftime report, which is everybody's favorite part of the game, as I've been told by about one person. 43-0, 18.1 seconds left here in the first half of the game. And we're going to get the ball for, well, about 18 seconds because this guy is going to boot the ball, and I'm assuming it's going to go all the way back. Oh, no, he's going to do a little bit of a squib kick, picks it up about the 25-yard line, take it up, and 64 is going to take it.
Judah Brehop.
Brett Hopp is, let's see.
Return to about the 36-yard line, 35-yard line.
Of their own, so it's going to be a first and 10, which is, I hate Gordon Edward Jones, first and 10. That is. At
oh,
is that
my foot about the 37?
The 37th where they're going to do it. 13.4 seconds. Got to go for it, right? Let's do a big old throw, I guess. They call that a Hail Mary, I'm told.
I don't know football, man, but it's.
Hail Mary's a specific play there.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen them even line up anywhere near it here.
But
we do have four wide, one back with the quarterback in the gun, which has been more successful.
Looking to pitch it.
Oh, handoff on the end around.
On the far side. Looks like maybe to the line of scrimmage. Probably not.
I guess it's technically not end around.
It's going to be 3 seconds, and that's going to be the first half of the ball game. So at the end of the first half in the second quarter, it is 43-0 Bulldogs. It was stranded with first and 10 at the 37-yard line of the Hawks zone. We are going to take a big time out ourselves here, and when we get back, we'll give you a little update. We'll talk about a little strategy. We'll talk a little bit about, we'll just talk a little bit. How about that? So you'll be wanting to hear our voice. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
You're listening to Hawks Radio, folks. It's halftime. I'm Danny Bibley, joined by Jason Watson. And it's a game right now. It's kind of a stressful game for these Hawks, as the score here is 43-0. It has been somewhat challenging. There's been some ups and some downs. I want to talk about some negative that I'm seeing, and let me tell you, Fox 77, the big man on the defensive line for the Bulldogs, are just killing us.
The defensive line, period, yeah, is killing us. Fox is he is definitely a force to be reckoned with, but 72, Ulysses Betancourt. I've seen him back there in that backfield on the quarterback almost as much as Fox. They have some great defensive linemen. Now I've seen both of them line up in the tackle position, at the end position. I've seen Fox primarily on the right end. And what I really am impressed with Fox is that he not only does he have that size, he has the power and the speed to go with it and acceleration, that quickness. You know, talk about you can be fast. Quick is something different. That's being fast in a hurry, and he has every bit of it, and it's been a problem for us. Even when they've moved, a couple times I've seen where they've taken the left guard and left tackle and shifted them to, they step out to block him, and he's usually still getting by them. So, and unfortunately, that leaves an open lane for another defender. So he's definitely a problem. I'd like to see some blocking adjustments. I think we could have some success with maybe changing up the formation a little bit. I don't know what they've practiced at all. I think we definitely need to do something out of the ordinary to try and get some good blocking schemes in there.
You know, and one thing I wanted to touch up again about 77, which is Fox from the defensive line there for the Bulldogs, is, you know, he is coming in, and that's a lot of momentum, 6'3", 270, I think, 280. Man, he's putting the hurt on Fry, and I do mean, like, even if he's able to get the ball out, more often than not, they're tumbling to the ground. Well, because it's so darn close. And I've seen Fry get up a couple times, and he's really kind of he's shaking. You know what I mean? He may not be hurt, but he got the wind knocked out of him.
Well, we're not just seeing this with the quarterback. We're seeing it with the runners, too,
exactly.
Right? With the handoff,
yeah.
Especially on those fakes and the play actions. But with the runners and doing these counters where they're faking one way, they're taking a step or two, and then they cut back. We've seen a lot of that, especially this week, I think more than we have in the past. And the idea is you're kind of fooling, trying to get the defense to commit to one way, and then you're shifting the other way.
Yep.
But these same two big guys are still running in there and getting them at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage. And like you said, they're taking some big, hard hits, especially at the speed they're moving.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like we can see the fatigue on our offense, especially the quarterback and the running backs back there. As the game is progressing, they keep taking those hits. I really think, moving forward here, we need to focus on how are we going to block. Does that mean we pull another receiver in and do we get another tight end in there, get another body in that can help block? And, okay, it lowers your options to throw the ball to, but we haven't had a lot of success with it. And if we don't have time to throw the ball, it doesn't really matter how many receivers I have downfield.
That's true.
So it'll be interesting to see. We have seen with the other two games, we did it a lot more last week than we did the first week. Seeing that coaches came out and made some adjustments in the second half. We saw a lot more adjustments in the second half, including going from the third quarter to the fourth quarter as the game progressed. They kept adjusting. So I'm hoping we'll see that. Maybe coach has seen enough tonight to know, hey, I know what I can do to shift this a little bit. I don't know. It's that defense has been killing us, and then the running and the passing, both. They're taking advantage of, it seems they keep targeting the same defenders downfield with the passes on the edges. They're looking at our cornerbacks and getting those deep balls on us like they did here at the end of the half.
You're absolutely right. And I just want to reiterate one more time of like, boy, the Hawks do not have time to do these play actions or do not have time to do these options as we put it before. It's like you snap the ball, you have 10 seconds at most to get that ball
direction. No. 10 seconds is a long time for the pocket, especially with this defense rushing at you. That'd be a long time. That'd be a good hold. He's praying for 10 seconds. I would like to see what we have seen success with for the Hawks on offense has been, I think, runs up the middle, which has been a theme we've seen the last 2 weeks, right? And even if it's on the outside, we've seen more success on the outside, but it's when they don't seem to run the option and they don't do the fake handoffs, because even some of them aren't necessarily an option. They're faking to one guy and then coming to the other. When they've done a handoff directly to one person right away, they've had time to get through the line and get 5, 7, sometimes 10 yards. We've seen the same thing with the passes. The passes that have been completed, those 2 or 3 to Jace Pfeiffer for the long yards. I think we had one long one to Evan Geese. that those all came off of plays that were not play action.
Mm-hmm.
It was the quarterback snapped the ball, quarterback goes through the progression and makes the throw. You know, he's making it much faster. He's looking for the receivers faster. The play action in those fakes seem to be cutting into our time to get that ball moving forward, and it's hurting us. I mean, 43-0. Obviously, it's hurting. Defense, they've been getting in the backfield quite a bit. They have not been good against the run, especially up the middle tonight, and the passes downfield. We're getting taken advantage of on the outside downfield. You know, they haven't thrown toward the middle a lot downfield. And in the middle of the field, you know, in the intermediate range around that 10-yard, we've had good coverage. We've had some broken up passes in there. But when they're thrown outside on the flats along the sideline and they're going 20 yards down, we haven't been covering. Even when we've had someone there, they haven't been able to get up and swat the ball or break it up in any way.
Well, you're right, and I wanted to touch up on that a little bit, too, while we have just a brief moment, our sidelines, right, the outside quarters have been mush for the Hawks. I mean, it has just been a quick, easy run through every time. Every time they're trying to get through here, it's been on the inside, mostly the inside corner, which is their own sideline. They've been getting through on the far side, though, too.
From what I've seen, either the receivers are outrunning our corners, getting behind them downfield. When they throw underneath the corner, these players are doing quick spins and jukes, and just our guys are not changing direction quick enough. Now, I want to give credit to our safeties. Our safeties generally dropping down the middle of the field, and they've been very quick to get sideline to sideline, a lot like we've seen number 8, James Fry, at linebacker, where he's been running sideline to sideline. I think he's been the quickest one on the field on defense. I really like his hustle. But a lot of times it's just a hair too far for him to get there and do something. And we had the one play where he could have stopped 22 running along the far side. But there was a player, like I said, I don't know if he fell. I don't know if he was trying to block what it was. It looked like he was on his hands and knees. And Fry was looking off to his right. And I don't know if he saw the guy, but he tripped over him, and that was it. There was nobody else that could catch him. So the middle of the field we seem to have real well. We are getting some pressure in the backfield, but this quarterback for the Bulldogs has been great at rolling out, finding an open spot, and still getting it down the field. Whereas when our quarterback does it, he's doing a good job rolling out. The problem is there's still defenders there in his face.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
So, hopefully we can shore up the sides a little bit and still keep that middle on defense good. Offense, you know, again, I think it's a lot of the let's drop those fakes and play actions and just let's try to get that ball moving forward as quick as we can. And I think we can have some success.
We're going to talk about strategy coming up on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM. 102.3 FM. We'll talk about something else then. Hey, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. We'll see you on the other side.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley joined by Jason Watson and halftime report, which is everybody's favorite. Jason, I want to talk about what I'm seeing good and what I'm loving, and that is Piper and his amazing catches early on. And I also want to talk about Hafen and his interception there in the first quarter.
Yeah, no, that was beautiful. He really, you know, had his head on a swivel and was able to, because if he didn't get in there, that ball was going to go to that third receiver. They had three of them stacked coming down the right, the far sideline, the right side of the offense. You had one that was just above the line of scrimmage. You had another one about another 7 yards out, and you had another one about 7 yards, and he went right between that second and third one. Really just came out of nowhere, got his hands on it, came back. That was a beautiful interception and play by him. And I really like his hustle on defense, too. I think his frustration is starting to get the better of him, but he's still every play on defense involved. I think he's getting more frustrated with the handoffs on offense, but defense, he seems to have a clearer head, and he's still, I mean, every time we see ball carrier getting tackled, or even if it's, you know, a reception or something, he's right there in the mix.
He is. He's
so
there.
I loved that interception. It was great. That was a great play and awareness by him. And then, like you said, Jace Piper, 22, our slot receiver. Man, he's been the best thing in the passing game.
I'll tell you what, yeah,
so far this season,
for sure.
You know,
and he has been making. And again, you know, Fry was boom on the pocket. Man, he was right on target there for a while, which was fantastic, and it made Piper's job
quarter
easy.
It was mostly the first quarter. Yeah, he saw a lot more accuracy out of our quarterback in the first quarter than we have seen all season, and unfortunately started to trail off a little bit in the second. I think a lot of that was just the pressure he was under. They were bringing more pressure in the second quarter. But he does seem to be making better throws. We even had some long ones in there. You know, you had that long one. He threw it 20-something yards.
Yeah, and Piper took it for another 20.
And Piper took it at almost another 20 after that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, we went from 130-yard line. I think we were behind the 30 to the 30. Is 40 yards?
Yeah.
Piper's been great. When Fry has a chance to get the ball to Piper, he generally makes it. We have the one throw to Piper that double coverage between Piper and the quarterback that, honestly, I think that one shouldn't have been thrown, but he was trying to – shouldn't have been thrown. But I think Fry was just trying to get rid of the ball and not take another 7 to 10 yard sack at that point.
Exactly. Exactly right. So it's going to be an interesting second half. We're going to get ready for it. We're going to take a quick break here on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. In the short time since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Radio on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Whether you're on the airwaves with me or in the stands or if you're online, I'm just glad you're hanging out with us as we are in the old western town of Cashmere. That's right. Mm-hmm. And it is 43-0 as the Bulldogs are trailing away with this game here as we start the third. For the first kickoff from your Hawks. Let's see how this one goes.
You just give me flashbacks to basic training. Drill Sergeant Edwards. Right there that.
Mm-hmm. We're going to kick the ball real good.
that was his line, man. Right there like that. Mm-hmm.
Right there. Well, let's see. We're all kind of bunched up on the line. That's an interesting good boot,
yeah.
Though. It's going to be almost a squib kick, but
fielded
almost to
a
20.
18?
Looks like he's coming up in the near side.
Uh-oh. They have a hole.
Far side, near side. He's
no
got
one over
hole.
Here.
Oh, my goodness. The safeties are back there, but they're tied
blocks.
Up. Oh, my
28
goodness.
Blocks. That's going to be a return.
Oh, baby. That was some kind of run back. From the 18 all the way from the far side to the near side and juking around. Coverage was incredible. My goodness, not a bit of hesitation from them as they just scooted right along the near side all the way up and in. 49-0 now with 11:43.
Yeah, that was about
in the third.
82-yard kick return for a touchdown. The blocking was absolutely beautiful. He had to make a little shift there around the 25 to avoid someone, and after that it was just no one could get past the blockers. That was beautifully set up. All the way down the near sideline on the right of the field for the Bulldogs.
So about to be a 50-0 game here.
Not the way we wanted to start this half.
And it is. So they took it in for a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down touchdown as the kickoff for the Hawks did not go well. My goodness, what a crazy return as, again, far side to the near side, cut up from about the 18, came up to almost the 30, and made his way about the center field through the center there around the 30. At the 30, he started cutting into the near side, which is going to be on, the Bulldog side. And then he just ran right on up as he had about four or five black jerseys in front of him, man. Blocking that route all the way across, and I saw Piper, trying to break through. I saw 22 trying to break through, trying to get to him, and he just couldn't quite do it as he got held up by one of those black jerseys.
Well, 28, Noah Garcia, he was down here about the 40-yard line and trying to look like he was going to break through and be able to stop it, and then all of a sudden saw a black jersey come up. Just he turned around and planted his feet and put the hands in his chest and
really good.
It was that Garcia was trying to reach around him to grab onto something, but just nowhere near him. That was a great blocking on special teams and a good return.
Absolutely. So the big boot is all the way. Yeah, he's going to leave it. This.
Yeah, and that UFO kick again.
Who was it? 33? Is that the intended? I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, 33 was back to
33?
Back to
he took a look at it.
Daniel
That's
Garcia.
What really cracks me up, man.
Wingus? I'm sorry. I'm messing up that name. Looked like he was getting ready to catch it, kind of like the last time. But when that weird spin on that ball, yeah, he just kind of ducked his head and let it go, which I think was the right call, take the touchback. Because my fear is he doesn't get a good hold on it. It looked like it was coming in real fast.
He looked like
that was going to take a weird bounce.
He looked like an elementary school kid that was scared of the ball, man, as he ducked on out of the way on that. But it was a freaky looking ball coming at you.
Well, like I said, just the way it was spinning, I'd be afraid of the bounce if he can't hang on to it.
Oh, for sure.
I'd be worried about the other team being able to pick it up. So I think he made the right move there.
Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10 after their own 20, and it is going to be a false start.
It's going to be on 66. That is Joel Hutchinson.
Hutchinson's going to make us take back, I believe, 10, right? Now, is that a 5-yard? It is going to be
a 5-yard.
So we're back at 15 now. So it's a Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 15 at our own 15 with 10:26 left here on the clock as it is continuing to wind down here in the third. Thank you for that. As Fry is back.
Here comes Pfeiffer in motion.
That's
not Pfeiffer.
32.
That is Morgan Gates.
Gates is on the motion from far to near.
Pfeiffer's already in the slot.
And he's looking to take it up through the middle. Hafen. Hafen is going to take it all the way up, and he gets to about the original line of scrimmage.
Well, he got over it.
Oh, well, he is going to be a little further.
He got a gain of about 8 or so.
Pole and a thing right in my way. Excuse me. So, second.
That was a good
run. Now,
was there a fake? Was there a fake on that one?
It was a little bit of a fake.
There was a little bit of a fake.
Okay.
I guess I stand corrected. All right. So two wide out to the right, one left. This is that weird one where we have one back to the right of the quarterback and one kind of directly behind both of them. Split in the middle of those.
23 up through the middle, going to take it. And let's see. Oh, no.
That was number one, I believe, Hayden Hafen with the carry.
No, Fry took it. Fry took it himself. He handed it to Hafen, but Fry took it himself all the way up and got himself a first down.
Oh, wow. I could have sworn Hayden had it over here.
I thought so, too. Boy,
oh, yeah.
They did a great
job. All right,
job,
that was
man.
A good fake there. How about it?
Fry
so
doing
you were
the
saying,
dirty
real
work
good
himself,
about following
man.
Through.
So first and 10. So to Hank Ward, Edward Jones, first down at the 30. So.
All right, I like this.
I was confused there for a second, too, man. I was like, oh, they didn't go anywhere.
I would have sworn I saw the ball in his hands.
Okay.
All right, four wide, one back, left of the quarterback.
The snap. Oh my goodness.
Hit his face mask up in the
God,
air, bounced straight up off his face mask, and I do believe the Bulldogs recovered.
Yeah, I do believe so.
On the 25-yard line.
Oh, jeez. Unfortunately, all their efforts for nothing.
No, this looks like it's still a Hawks ball.
High snap that was right at his face.
That's the third one we've lost control of. Now, and we've mentioned this in past games, too. There have been a lot of high snaps.
Yeah.
This is the third one this game that the quarterback hasn't been able to hang on to.
Who was that?
And two of those we got lucky.
Not Gutierrez, doesn't look like. So, Hawks end up taking
Gutierrez.
The ball. And one's going to take it all the way up. So, Hayden Hafen making some traction there. About 5-yard gain. So second and 15 turns into
third and 10.
Third and 10 at the 30. So 5-yard gain there. 7:27 left here in the third. 50-0 is still your score with what turned into again. I could have swore it would have been a turnover, but I guess not. So I'm not quite sure.
At the last minute the ball could have bounced out and Hawk got it. There were two Hawks on either side of the Bulldog player there. I don't remember who it was. I think one was our quarterback, Fry. I think one was a lineman. But I'm guessing it just, after we saw, was a Fox fall on it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing the ball kind of slipped or bounced out and one of the Hawks was able to pick it up. So where? Oh.
So it looks like Gutierrez
flag,
is under stop center.
The play.
See if we get some better snaps
no,
here.
No, Gutierrez is the center.
Excuse me.
Delay a game on the Hawks.
And that's going to bring us back another five. That's what, the second time for a delay a game?
No, I think
third
that's
time?
Number three.
Gee whiz.
We had two in the first quarter. I think those two were even in the same drive, our first offensive drive. It was the first and third play.
All right. So Hawks moving from right to left.
Here's
third
that four
and 15,
wide again.
25-yard line. Motion, looking to hand off.
Oh,
he's going to try to
trouble.
Throw it. And a lot of pressure and dropped all the way
oh.
down. That's a huge loss as we are now at the 15-yard line, our own 15-yard line. This is going to be a fourth and 15 for yet again.
That was 72 and is that 62?
Yep. 5:45
left. It looks like defensive tackle on the left end that got through there. So Ulysses Betancourt and I believe it was Roland Brumming.
Excuse me.
The defensive lineman that got back there.
4th and 21.
That
and it
sounds,
was a 5-yard sack. So
yep.
That sounds better at the 19-yard line. 5:20 left here in the
third quarter.
In the third. It looks like they're going for it, though. So let's see.
Oh.
Trying to long ball it as it's up and intercepted. Might as well punted it at the 50, at the 40, at the 30. Let's see on the far side. Juking around, trying to get down. Let's see, just around the 20-yard line. So not too shabby for the Bulldogs there. And honestly, arguably, it probably would have evened out to the punt.
The last couple of punts, that's probably about what, honestly, that may be better.
That might have been better off.
If I'm not mistaken, I heard one of our counterparts over here for the Bulldogs mentioned earlier that another punt return would be a record for their returner.
One, yeah.
So, that may have ended better than punting it.
So, 1st and 10, which is a Hank Ward and Edward Jones, 1st and 10 at the 10-yard line. 4:20 left here.
There's behind him to the right.
The third. It looks like it's going to be
number
on the near side all the way in.
Six.
5. Touchdown. And that is a good heads-up play by the Bulldogs to really get their blockers in motion, because I'll tell you what, those black jerseys just completely herded the Hawks into the center and pushed them way back to make the complete near side of the field just a full run
From the near hash mark to the near sideline, there were no white jerseys. You had black jerseys between the near hash mark and the numbers, and then between the numbers and the sideline, nobody, just a clear lane for that runner all the way to the end zone. So I'm really impressed with the Bulldogs blocking on special teams and offense. It's just
absolutely. Thank you for painting that picture a little better for me. I do appreciate that.
Looks like PAT's
it is good. A 57-0 ball game. As there is 4 minutes, 14 seconds left here in the third. We're going to go to yet another kickoff. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Ready to make some big changes in your home? Here at Connor's Flooring and Design, we understand that investing in new flooring, tile, countertops, and window coverings involves big decisions that you want to get right the first time. Since 1974, our family-owned business has helped you find the right materials for your home and budget, working with local licensed pro installers to ensure your investment will perform. Come see us today and get a free estimate. Experience our Golden Rule service at Connor's Flooring and Design.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. While we focus on serving Walla Walla County, people come from far and wide to experience our different way of doing things. Seattle, Tacoma, LeGrand, Baker, Ontario, Boise, The Dalles, Hood River, Portland, Salt Lake City, and even Los Angeles, California. I'm constantly amazed at how far people are willing to travel to come buy a new Toyota from us. Come see us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, Hawks Radio, as we're kicking it off here, 57-0, 4 minutes, 14 seconds left here in the third quarter, and the ball is out in the back, as the kicker has been notorious for that. And one thing I think is interesting is the Bulldogs run it all the way out into the end zone.
That one was just about, now he put it about 3 yards into the end zone, but that one was actually outside the uprights. That's the first time I've seen him kick left or right.
So the clock is running at just under 4 minutes now, 57-0 is your score. So it is a first and 10 for your Hawks, which is a, of course, Hank Warden, Edwin Jones, first and 10 at the 20-yard line. We've seen a lot of 20-yard line action so far this game.
Unfortunately, the Hawks have been living in their own red zone this game, or at least around it. I think the biggest thing here has been, again, we talked about it at halftime, the problem of we do something real good, and then the majority of the time we're getting a penalty. It's pushing us right back.
What I thought was motion turns out to be just a delayed player coming onto the field, looking to run it right up the middle. He does. Hayden Hafen's going to take it right up the middle and gets kind of tumbled around and wraps somebody wraps around his neck. And Hayden decides to run the opposite direction to try to get more yardage out of it. So made it to the line of scrimmage, but nothing really doing as about a yard, I guess. So we got second and second nine. So 21-yard line, 2:52 left here in the third. 57-0 is your score. So Fry's back with, looks like, Hayden Hafen and
Fry.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be a false start by number 32, which is Gates.
Morgan Gates.
Gates has a false start there as the clap got him. So we're back another 5 yards should be. So that second and nine turns into a second and 14 with 2 minutes, 10 seconds left here in the third. 57-0 is your score so far, and we're at our own 16-yard line. Fry's back again. Same formation that we're seeing, looking to snap, hands off the he's looking to hand off to Hafen, and he's going to take it right up through the middle, trying to get a little bit more yardage out of that. And again, just right into that big defenders from the Bulldogs. They're just not making a hole. They're just getting out muscled at this point. They really, you know, the throwing game's not working. The power run's not working. What do you do in this situation, Jason?
I mean, you just keep trying, keep sticking to it. I have noticed, like you said, 32 is in, and it looks like he's in place of number three, Logan Hafen. I haven't seen him on the field. Hayden's still out there at running back. No Logan. We still have Jace Pfeiffer wide.
Looking to throw it this time. He does. Far side, right up the middle.
Through the hands of Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer gets his hands on it with a jumping catch, but couldn't quite grasp it. 103 left here in the third, fourth, and 14 at their deep at their 16-yard line. Looks like I'm seeing a couple players on the bench for the Hawks, and unfortunately I can't make out the jerseys. No one looks.
117.
Looks like 17's kind of hopping around.
I'm thinking the one sitting next to him might be number three, might be Logan.
Looks like 17 is injured just a touch. Maybe his leg is kind of cramping up on him, maybe. About 35 seconds here, 4th and 14 at our own 16-yard line. And we're going to go for it. Why not? Trying to get
four
the
wide now. We've had more success out of this formation.
Big,
passing.
Deep throw. Got his hand on it, but couldn't do it as Pfeiffer beats the ground as he stands up because it was just out of his hands.
It looked like he tried to kind of cuff
it
between his arms and his chest, like he was trying to catch it with his body, and it went between his arms because it was coming in kind of sideways to him.
He wasn't able to turn his shoulders to the ball.
I think it was kind of thrown a little behind, wasn't thrown ahead of him enough, or maybe he got ahead of the route a little bit. I think there was a timing issue there between the throw and the route. Instead of it being to his hands in front of him where he could keep going, he had to kind of come in close. And it just went right through his arms.
So 57-0, and we're first and 10 to start the fourth here. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley, joined by Jason Watson, as we are taking the field here for the fourth. 57-0 is your score. It's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Bulldogs, as they are banging on the door of our 15-yard line. I thought we were at the 16-yard line. Turns out we're not. So, there we go. An extra free yard for them. They earned it. All right, let's take a look here. Looks like one back motion near to far. Far to near side on the near.
Oh, man, makes
through.
One, two.
Boy.
Almost makes three defenders miss, and the third one finally is able to kind of get him to bounce off his shoulder and down to the ground. But I thought 25 was going to run around that. And I didn't even see who it was that finally just kind of put a shoulder in his chest and put him on the ground.
So it was a 6-yard gain is what they're going to mark it at. Second and four at the 9. And it is 11:26 left here in the ball game. 57-0 is your score, as I'm trying to get a good angle on the
good
field.
So some motion here coming to the left. Motion again, and
looking to run
like
it right
off
the middle,
25.
And they do. Is that going to be a flag? No,
between the right guard and right tackle.
But no dice. So manages to get the ball up there just shy of the first down marker. So that should be third and one at the 6-yard line with 10:50 left here in the first.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, I initially thought the quarterback had the ball, but I don't know. It made more sense to me to follow 25 with my eyes, and
sure enough,
he was the one that actually had it.
Yeah, well, I was kind of wondering if they had a roughing the passer almost there for a moment because it was.
I don't think so because I think it was
came in really hard. But no, yeah, it was that fake. Yeah. Motion from the far side to the near side. 14
like
going to take it himself all the way in and got it. So there you have it, folks. Another 6 points on the board. 10:17 left here in the ball game. So that was a third and one touchdown from the 6-yard line. So it's 63-0 now is your score as they're setting up for, I believe, the extra point.
Yes.
It looks like they are.
Point after touchdown, PAT, extra point. They're going to kick.
I just was wondering if
they were lining up like they're going to kick.
They went for two at the first.
On the first.
So.
I didn't understand that one, but.
Just for the heck of it, I guess, you know, why not? So they are going to kick it. Let's see what's going on here. As it is up and through the
right
upright.
Down the middle.
Man, this kicker is something else, as his rituals are definitely helping. 64-0, 10:17 left here in the ball game. We had a third and one touchdown at the 6-yard line. Bulldogs running away with this one. Let's see if we can get a leash on them and see if this game will change up, huh? Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley joined by Jason Watson. 64-0 is your score right now as Bulldogs have had their way with the Hawks so far with 10:17 left. For the ball game, we are back to receive for the, I'm going to go 10th time, I think. I lost count. Boots all the way back. Let's see if he's going to grab it. He does that time.
Flips and fumbles at the
2-yard line, 10.
Oh.
He's trying to get through, but there is every single black jersey on the field is surrounding him and made
a
wall.
About the 14-yard line. College Place 14 is where we're going to be. He
should have just let it go, I guess, because it's going to be a
hit. He had a good
first and 10 at the 13-yard line is what they marked it at.
He had a good catch, but as it started to take off, he slipped. And as he slipped, I think he instinctively went to put a hand down to stop himself, and that's when the ball came out. Luckily, he was able to get the ball, pick it up, and grab a few more yards before they tackled him at the 1, because that happened inside the 1-yard line. So good kind of catch there by Geese in recovering that and picking up some yards to put some room between the Hawks and the end zone behind us.
So 9:25 and counting.
Let's see. We have 3 wide to the right, 1 left. Oh, now we're motioning number 9 to the right side of the quarterback in the backfield.
From the gun in the same formation, the snap, looking to throw.
Oh,
goodness, a lot of pressure right at the 5-yard line. Oh, geez. He tried to get it out, couldn't quite do it as he was getting knocked down.
Will Weed was the second running back there on that one that we saw motion from the wideout position.
So that was a huge sack as we are all the way back to the 5-yard line. So second and 18. With 8:44 left here in the ball game, 64-0 is your score so far. And somebody needs to put this bulldog back in the cage. See, I used your line.
Yeah, I caught that. Actually, I've indeed that ripped off and duplicated from someone else.
All right, he's let's see what happens. He hands it off and gonna get up there just a touch. That was an interesting.
Something's going on back there around that goal line because. Our quarterback just slipped in the same fashion that Geese did on that kick return. Luckily, he did it after he handed the ball away. But
I honestly thought that was a dive, like they were trying to really fake him out or something. I couldn't tell what the heck happened. But, yeah, he was sprawled way on out. And they,
I recognize that movement. I've done it too many times. That was a slip. He did not expect to take that one.
So we're looking at 3rd and 17. At the 7-yard line. Oh, no, it's going to be – Board says 18, I guess.
Because depending
– 7:44 left here in the ball game.
Had he not gotten rid of that ball before slipping, that could have ended up a safety, depending on which hand he had it in.
All right, the snap, looking to throw. It's big near throw, side, near Geese. Side. Geese couldn't grab it at the 20-yard line. It was high and outside, so couldn't quite do it. And good coverage. 66, actually, was the defender there. And, he was right on him. It was really good coverage by Sandu.
I would have liked to have seen Geese there take another step to the side instead of just the one turn around the one step to the side and put his hand up. And I wonder if that would have given him a better opportunity to get both hands on it and make that catch. But
I think maybe he was just so worried about trying to get some sort of
I don't know. They might be slipping down there. I mean, nobody's been down on that side of the field for a while. I don't know. Is there some moisture buildup?
So it looks like we are going to go for it with 4th and 17.
Why not?
6:30 left
back
here.
Back to pass on the edge of the goal line. Throw in deep. Way overthrown.
All
to number
the way back
12
there.
The just
40.
Got a 40.
Here's the 30.
Here's the block.
Here's the 25.
30-yard line. 20-yard line.
Over somebody,
going to the far side.
On the far side and finally dropped down to the 20-yard line.
Hayden Hafen with
my
the stop,
goodness.
And you can tell he wasn't happy with that twisting tackle.
Once again, probably a better return than what we could have done with a punt. Unfortunately.
The punts have not been very – maybe that's why they're going for him.
6 minutes left here in the ballgame.
Either way, there was nothing to lose there. It was a good-looking throw. It was just about 7 yards past the receiver. I didn't even catch who it was intended for before number 12 for the Bulldogs caught it and came running toward us. Looped back around, going back to the far side.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs at the Hawks 20. So, red zone,
25,
right
man.
Up through the middle. 25 is going to take it. Looks like we're going to stop them, though, this time.
Random back 5 yards.
Who's boss, 65. the big man, Britt Hopp, is going to shut him down, junior this year.
Yeah, he looked like he got, they just heard no gain. It looked like he got about a yard, maybe a couple of inches.
Looks like they moved it up. Looks like the board's not going to reflect it, but the
about
marker
three hairs
up.
On the wrist.
Yeah.
That's about how far they moved it.
5 minutes left here in the ballgame, 64-0, and we are still at the 20-yard line.
A little substitution here, 78's out, 70 is in. So that is
coming out.
Cody Pfeiffer went out, and Michael Ard is in.
Name's
Cody
Ard.
Pfeiffer.
Motion from Bard and Ear, hands it off, near side, running up through.
Sweep out to the left.
15, 10, 5,
and 9.
Touchdown.
Will Weed couldn't make the stop. He
Weed
took a dive for his ankles but couldn't hang on to him, and he just ran out of Will Weed's arms for that touchdown on the near side.
4:33 left here in the ball game. 4:33, and that was a second 10 at the 20, so a 20-yard run for that young man as it was motioned from the far side to the near side and then managed to just kind of scoot on up in there. Score now 70-0.
So that was what we would call a sweep, sweeping out to the far left, how he came out past the line and the receivers, and he had those blockers already in place downfield for him. Again, the only person that got any kind of a challenge on him was Will Weed, number 9, and just wasn't there close enough to get enough of him, kind of grabbed on around his ankles, but 25, that was 25, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Just walked right out of it.
Absolutely. I mean, he has some wheels. Extra point was up and good, by the way. So 4:33 left here in the ball game with 71-0 is your score. Unfortunate, I guess. Man, can't catch a break. But, hey, Luis Gutierrez is out there. I know he's been hoping to get the ball again.
He's out there. Let's put him farther back. He's not far enough back. Come on.
I just happened to notice that. I thought
Let's get it to the birthday boy. Let's go, man. That was exciting. That was fun. Let's have some fun here.
So I'm hoping we get a chance to run it back just to see what happens instead of that boot. But, man, I don't know. It's a risk as the 20-yard line seems pretty safe compared to last time. So, again, 4:33 left here in the ballgame. 71-0 as the Bulldogs have fully been unleashed here in this ballgame.
Well, you're liking those puns, huh?
Yeah, you know, there's nothing else to do. So it's either that or talk Western, and I think everybody got tired of that.
Well, I didn't mind. It was funny. I wanted to see how many characters you could do.
Kick is down.
I was waiting for Clint Eastwood.
Through the legs? Is that going to
all the way out the back? No.
Okay.
No, that's touchback. I see him signaling touchback. Had he touched it, that would have been – that could have been very, very bad.
Are you feeling lucky, Punk? Wait, that's the wrong movie.
Well, I mean, that's the right word. Well, no, that is the wrong movie. Yeah, that was Dirty Harry. Not the right voice either.
Are you feeling lucky, Punk?
Yeah, no, that's a 70s cop movie, not Western.
It's close. Well, we're not going to have this conversation. All right, 4 minutes left. It's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the 20. 71-0.
We can do a good, bad, and ugly bit at the end.
There we go. The
Who is that?
Pass the first down marker and a little extra traction for about 20 extra yards. Not too shabby.
Was that Hayden? That was Hayden Hafen.
That is Hayden Hafen.
Nice reception there and some extra yards. He put some shoulders down and pushed forward after the first down. That was nice. Good. Let's keep that up, guys.
That might have been
keep it up without the penalties.
Geese or Fry.
That was number one.
Oh, it was number okay.
It was number one that got up from the sideline.
All right, I was seeing somebody else.
All right, here's a snap. Back to pass. Had four wide. It's two. Hafen again, number one.
Hafen takes it right at the line of scrimmage.
Hayden.
So a
didn't really get anywhere that time.
Jones first down turns into a second and 10 at the 40. 2:57 left here on the clock for the ball game. Not too shabby. We're making good throws. Good throws is what I want to see.
See, good throws, good runs. I don't care. Let's just move the chains. Come on, guys. Let's keep it up this time. So we have two wide out to the left, two backs. Here's the snap. Looking to pass to the left, maybe back. Nope, rolling out to the left, keeping it. Come on, cover it up. Takes the slide at the line of scrimmage. Nope, that wasn't the line of scrimmage. That was the original line of scrimmage. So we're back to, this is going to be third and 10.
Third and 10 from the 42 now to the 40.
Going to be on the far hash.
With 2:18 left on the clock. Yeah, far hash. He was looking to throw real quick, but man, that pressure came in on the near side and just pushed him out to go that far side there towards his own sideline. So looks like Fry's going to be back with Hafen and number 9 for that same formation that we've been in. Another snap, looking to throw, run it right up the middle. Hayden Hafen's going to take it right on up there for about a gain of maybe 3 yards, and I'm seeing a flag. Let's see what happened here. That was a very delayed flag, by the way, so might see what's going on. So fourth and 10 now. Let's see. Well, it's going to be fourth and something. Went up. Let's see. The clock is still running. 1:12.
We have more than enough points right now that the clock's going to keep running.
Well, I wasn't sure with the stoppage of
although I thought penalty stopped
thought
it.
Yeah.
They might be resetting, or they may be far enough in this game that it's.
So it was.
I would have to review the rules again. I read it at the beginning.
It's a first down, though. So it's first and 10. So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10.
Did you see the signal?
And we were.
That's a personal foul.
It is going to be. I think it is a personal
foul. Yeah, that's a personal foul.
So personal foul, 40 seconds left. Let's see
come
if we get him right. Rolling with
outside
a big
the tackle.
Throw,
big throw to Pipe.
Picks
Pfeiffer,
it up
Pfeiffer?
And dropped down.
Chase Pfeiffer. Or tied in.
Excuse me. Pfeiffer grabs it right around the 20. They got to stay a timeout. Let's see what happens. Oh, no, there's two flags on the play.
Oh, no.
And, it is gonna
and
be
they're in the backfield.
The
that's going to be on us.
So 18 seconds left. I think it's not going to matter as the clock is not being stopped. It's like they're not going to do anything as the clock continues to wind down.
I was really hoping we'd see a score here.
I was hoping it was going to happen. And that's going to be ball game here unless that is going to do it. So final scores, 71-0. 71-0 against the Bulldogs here in Cashmere. Boy, you don't like to see a game like that, especially when it's back-to-back. So, but one thing that we do that is always nice to see in sports, professional or otherwise, is the handshake, high five, whatever you want to call it at the end of the game. You know,
good sports.
It's nice
to see some people still practicing that.
You know, a lot of tempers kind of flew today as it was a very frustrating game for the Hawks. So it's good to see something like this still continue on. We're going to have a post-game show coming up here in just a few minutes. The final score is 71-0 Bulldogs over the Hawks. We're going to take a quick timeout. Then we got the post-game show. We'll give you the wrap-up. And then it's, heading home for us. Hitting the dusty trail, I guess was what we'll call it, huh?
No, I think the smoky
side.
Trail.
Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Well, shucks, mister. Welcome back to Hawkshire Radio up here in Cashmere. As it's the western down, and this is more of a prospector, I guess. And this was not a very prospectorful performance.
Prospecting game for us.
For the Hawks.
There was not much prospect
final,
in the game for the Hawks.
Final score was 71-0. Two back-to-back goose eggs for the Hawks. Hate to see it. You know, we were playing on a lot of injuries. Had some players down for sure. And it was a hot game. Again, it was like 88, I think, at kickoff and smoky again. So
86, 88, depending on which source you looked at.
You can see the haze with the lights now on the field as smoke is definitely in. And I'm going to blame it on that. You know what? That's what I'm going to say. So you don't like to see it, goose egg, for sure, on a game like this, especially back-to-back.
Tell you what, I know last week the Hawks played the five-time state champs in this division, or this class, whatever they want to call it. Is it 1A? But I thought the Bulldogs looked tougher.
They absolutely
tonight.
Did. Oh,
I think they looked faster on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last weekend in the third and fourth quarter, at least we could move the ball. We could sustain drives, and we kept them from scoring. I think they scored once in the third, and then we were holding them off there in the full fourth. I don't think they scored in the fourth.
No.
But and they did start playing some more backups, but even with the starters, we're holding them to it. This week, we didn't see that. So it was just kind of give you some perspective there that this is absolutely a tough team that we played. And
did you know that the first hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Sorry about the technical difficulties as our call dropped there briefly. But, Jason, you were talking about just how honestly the Hawks performed
better against a 35 win streak.
36.
5 year.
Well, 35 as of last
year. 5 year in a row. Champion.
State champion in their division and
over
their class. And
over the Bulldogs tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely thought the Bulldogs played a lot faster. I thought they played harder. The Hawks actually in the second half last week were driving the ball consistently. There was a lot more back and forth. They were making stops more, whereas this week it didn't matter what quarter it was. We just weren't getting it done on either side of the ball, including special teams. They're special teams. My gosh, I mean, just the blocking all around from these guys is phenomenal. But
those returns were just insane. What I was talking about real quick here was this, you know, this return, that 20-yard return or 40-yard return, where there was 35 yards, mm-hmm. that there was not a white jersey on the near side of the field.
No.
Completely, because there was a wall of black jerseys that kept everyone away to make a complete clear runway for that young man to bring back that kick.
Oh yeah, between the numbers coming down the side of the field and the hash marks in the middle and on the near side here, it's where all the blockers were, and from the numbers to the sideline, there was no one else but the returner all the way down. Just phenomenal blocking. Even when, because all these players, even on this team, it looks like they're a little bit bigger than ours. We saw the same thing at Royal, even though they have a much larger team. You still have the majority of players are playing Ironman. They're playing both sides of the ball and a lot of them special teams as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing, okay, this phenomenal blocking. Well, it's the same guys that are out there on defense. So when they get these turnovers, you have the same blockers.
You're absolutely right.
makes it easier to take those back for big gains. But no, I definitely thought this was a tougher game here. I thought that these guys were much faster than last week, but it was sorry, getting in the way here of some other people trying to tear down. I was also stating that, you know, Hawks haven't scored since the third quarter of week one, 2 weeks ago.
You're absolutely right.
And that's the only score. I mean, we had others, but they were all brought back by penalties.
Yeah, right.
And that was an issue we saw again tonight. Was last week seemed like in the second half we cleaned it up. However, tonight it seemed like we were right back there with, hey, we get a big gain, we get this big play, and then all of a sudden we're coming back because of a penalty. Whereas our opponents have been not doing that. They get the big plays and they keep going. Or like we get a big play and then the very next play we have a penalty. We're shooting ourselves in the foot.
Or we get these bad snaps or something. It's something. I mean,
for every big play we have, there's one that goes wrong the other direction with it. And it's really hurting us.
It reminds
me a lot of my favorite college team.
No, it happened to be the same colors. Isn't that funny?
Anyway, we're not going to talk about that.
It was challenging to watch, and I know it's even more frustrating for these young men. And now, a quick 3-hour drive back to think about, boy, what went wrong, what could have gone better. And again, this was really a game that they were outplayed in every single moment.
It was. It seemed the longer the game went, the more we saw of that.
It was a very, very challenging game for your Hawks. 71-0, again, is your score. We're going to have some final thoughts for you coming up in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Danny VanVliet, joined by Jason Watson. And let's see. One thing I really didn't like to see this game, and this is something that hasn't happened yet, happened like once or twice last season, all season long, but this was, I think, just confusion coming out, and it was consistent because the first quarter and then again in the third, three delays of games. And yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Like, and it was momentum, right? We had momentum. We were doing good. And then delay a game, and that just messed everything up.
Well, the first two were the first drive. I believe it was the first and third play.
You're right.
In the first quarter. The very first play at the beginning of the game that the Hawks had the ball after the kick, the initial kickoff, was a delay of game. Then I think we picked up a few yards, and then we got a penalty for another delay of game. That is not encouraging to start any game. And then in the third quarter, like you said, it looked like we were going somewhere, and then delay of game.
You know what baffles me about this, though, is that this particular field has the biggest time clocks on either side of the field, play clocks that I've seen in any high school so far from last season or this season, and it's the biggest ones. And we've been at fields where I don't see a play clock. I cannot see one.
Where they've been on a scoreboard behind the players.
Yeah, and that hasn't – so it was pure, I guess, confusion – by the line, and then it was a delay.
The quarterback,
I don't know if he was
getting confused reading the defense, or were they making adjustments? There were a couple times where they were waiting on a player to come out that was supposed to be a substitution. So that tells me maybe there's a little confusion on the sideline too, or not good communication as to who's going in and when. I really would like to see. I'd like to see them work on that. This week and. We'd like to see it next week, but that's not going to be possible, is it?
It sure isn't, no. Connell High School next week, Thursday, September 25th. That is going to be a Thursday at 7 p.m. It is going to be at 7 p.m. at Connell High School. Jason, we're not going to be there.
It's at Connell?
It's at Connell. So 7 p.m. next Thursday, not Friday, but Thursday. At Connell, again, we are not going to be there. I'm getting hitched on that weekend.
And he's dragging me with him to the wedding.
I sure am. So will you look at that? I'm not going to be there.
Very honored to be a part of your wedding. So I am a little disappointed in missing the game. But, we're going to have a good time. Something I do want to discuss before we go, and I'm surprised because usually you bring this up, even though it was a bad game. Who would you say a player of the game for the Hawks?
My goodness, it has to be Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I was going to say one of It'd be one of two. Honestly, I was waiting for your answer to choose mine because I think offensively it is absolutely Jace Pfeiffer, 22, the tight end. He made the vast majority of the receptions, made some big plays there, even making plays after the catch. On defense, I think we need to talk about Hafen.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's, hold on, number one is Hayden, right?
Yes.
So he, as you mentioned earlier at halftime, he had that first quarter interception, right? It still looked like, hey, we might be able to be in this ball game. And, you know, had a big return on it. And just even after that, I mean, almost every single play defensively, he was in the middle of it. He was making tackles. He was right there to help with the tackle. There were a few that he actually was the only person there to stop. Was it James Fry? Which Fry? Number eight. Who's number eight is, I believe, James Fry.
It is, yep.
So he was the other big contributor I saw on defense as well, but I would give a game ball to Hafen for that interception that he made.
It was definitely the biggest standout play, and I would say the biggest momentum shift of the game.
I challenge that.
No?
No, because they didn't do anything after that. They went three and out after that interception. I think the biggest play of the game and the biggest momentum was that almost 40-yard reception from 30-yard line to 30-yard line of Pfeiffer.
You know what? You are. That was the beginning of the ball a couple more times.
I think we even maybe got a first down. I think that one may have been on a penalty. I don't remember. But I remember we moved the ball forward after that and kept going, and we had another good drive after that. Unfortunately, it got stopped. But I really think that catch and run by Pfeiffer was probably, as far as the Hawks go, the play of the game.
I mean, that was definitely very exciting. The only argument that I would make to that, to the counter, would be after that reception.
Interception, excuse me.
We made a couple we had the ball for a longer period of time.
No.
Did we not have the ball for a longer period of time? It was three and out.
That was three and out, and they punted the ball.
All right. You know what? I'm going to withdraw my statement. And you know what? I think it's about time we hit the old dusty trail.
Yeah, I think you're tired of listening to us. Smoky trail.
The old dusty trail here from Smoky Cashmere, Washington. If you ever get a chance to come on up here, do it. It's pretty. But it's also a little old westy. Get yourself some old west souvenirs.
Bring your spurs and cowboy hats, y'all.
That's right. Folks, it's been an absolute pleasure. You should be hearing, I believe, a familiar voice, perhaps the voice from a couple years back for your Hawks. I think
it's Brett Powers.
Going to be filling in. So thank you to Brett. Connell High School is who we're playing Thursday, September 25th. Again, this coming up Thursday at 7 p.m. in Connell. We won't see you, so we'll see you again on October 3rd. Which it's going to be a good game, folks. Wapato High School is when we'll be back. That'll be a couple weeks. Connell's
Thursday's
week,
the turning
Thursday.
Point.
All right. Let us know how it goes, friends. From Jason Watson and me, Danny Van Vliet, and our friend Sebastian back in studio, thank you. Have a good night. Drive safe. Enjoy your time. I'll be a married man next time. Should be exciting.
Sucker.
Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.